So we got to the bottom of Chaf Aleph from the Beis. The Gemara says through the last four lines, Tanur Rabbanan, Hakelav Hagidi Shadalgu Mimata Lamala. The dog or a goat were to jump from top, from bottom to top, they're potter, because apparently dogs and goats don't jump that way. They jump from top to bottom, not from bottom to top. But let's say Milamala Lamata Chayavim. But let's say jump from top to bottom, then they'd be chai, because that's what they normally would do. They jump down things. They don't jump up things. And Adam v'tarnagol shadalgu bein milamala lamata bein milamata lamala chayavim. But a person or chicken that jumps, whether it's top to bottom or bottom to top, they're chayav in both cases. Why? So you look at Rashi in the bottom here, last three lines, Rashi says, Adam v'tarnagol v'chulei, Adam inami lav arche likvot milamata lamala. Let's say people don't normally jump up. There's still chayiv de'ein ba'adam tzad tamas b'behema. There's no concept of tam by an adam. Tam only exists by animals. So therefore, the adam is responsible. And in theory, they should only be responsible for chatzi nezek because it's something that's not normal. But since tamas doesn't exist by adam, they're chayiv nezek shalin. V'tarnagol darchal l'dalik afilu melati l'mala. When it comes to chickens, they jump up, they jump down, they jump in all different directions. So for that reason, a tarnagol, the baal ha-tarnagol, would be chayiv for any damage. The Gemara now says, going on to the top of Chavbez and Aleph now, the ha-tanya, but doesn't the Braisa say, ha-kelev v'agadi, shadalgu bein milamala, bein lamata, bein milamala lamata, bein milamata lamala p'turin. This Braisa says that a dog and a coat are chay, are pater in all circumstances. The Braisa above says that they're only pater from jumping up, but from jumping down the chayiv, so this is a stira. So Targum Rapapa, Rapapa explains, De'apich mepich kalba bezikira, v'gedi besricha. They jumped in an abnormal way. If an animal jumps upwards, and then it's always pater. If an animal jumps downwards in a normal fashion, he's chayiv. But if he jumps downwards in an abnormal way, then he's actually going to pater. So what means zikira and sricha? So Rashi says, bezikira is kvitza, he jumps. And tzricha means shenoitz tziparna bekosa. It drags itself, it digs its nails into the wall, shein darko bakach. So apparently, normally, dogs scratch and grab its way up, but if it jumps upwards like that, that's considered shinoi for a dog. And gedis, apparently, they normally would jump up. But this case is where they started dragging their claws into, not claws, but their hooves, whatever they have, on the into the wall. So it's abnormal ways. They're more like climbing as opposed to jumping, it seems. Goats normally, I guess, jump, and dogs normally climb. In this case, they did the opposite. That's why they're pater in this case. Ihachi, that's the case. The Gemara says, am I pater? And so why are they pater? They should at least be chayiv chatzi nezek. Whenever damage is caused b'mishuna in a different way, it goes to the default of paying chatzi nezek. So how come if they did something b'shinoi, they're pater legamer? Mara says, no, you're right. Pater min nezek shalem v'chayavim b'chatzi nezek. They're pater from the full nezek, but the chayiv in half a nezek. Ein
echanami. Does that only go in the case of top to bottom, or when they go from top to top?
I thought only top to bottom. I think bottom to top. I think top to bottom, they're chayiv the full amount.
This Braisa said that they were pater in both cases.
Correct.
Top to bottom, mm-hmm. Bottom to top.
But there is no.
And the Braisa said that the case of top to bottom that they're pater from is talking about they did it in a machinic way.
No, I think we're saying the previous Braisa said milamala lamata chayavim, jumping down the chayiv, that's chayiv nezek shalem. The only point of dispute here is jumping upwards. Oh no! You're right. Now we're saying, saying they're pater even from jumping up now, from jumping down. I'm saying everyone agrees that they're pater from jumping up. The question is jumping down, are they chayv or they pater? So the Gemara says again, yeah, they're chayv for jumping down in nezek shalim. They jump down in a mishunadik way, then they're chayv only chatzi nezek.
So the Gemara says yihachi on my pater. My question was, is it going on both the case of them jumping down in a mishunadik way and the case of them jumping up, or are we still maintaining if they jump up, it's pater and gansen?
I would assume they're still pater and gansen because that's what the previous braisa said as well. There's no steer in that point. Why is there?
Because my question is, the whole reason they're pater from jumping from down to top is because it's a mishunadik way. That's the whole reason. Just like we're saying jumping from top to bottom should be chatzi nezek because it's a mishunah, should they still have chatzi nezek going from down to?
Uh-huh. Right, so that if you look at Rashi in the previous page, Rashi says when they're pater from jumping up, they're only pater in nezek shalim, but the chayiv in chatzi nezek. So now what we're saying here is, so we say pater in this braisa, it sounds like they'd be putter in both cases. No, so let's review this then. So whenever there's a mishuna, then they're putter in nezek shalem, they're chayv in chatzin nezek. So jumping up, they're always chayv nezek, chatzin nezek, jumping up. And jumping down, if it's mishuna, they're chayv in chatzin nezek. If it's berigilis, it's the normal way, then they'd be chayv nezek shalem. Okay. Maris is two dasa kelav shenatal. The Misha told us yesterday that the dog takes his charara, this type of hot biscuit, and walks over to a stack of hay, and he eats the charara and he burns the gedish. He's chayv nezek shalem on the charara, and he's potter. He's rather on the gedish. He's chayv chatzi nezek now. So now we're getting to a very, very important sugya, one of the more known sugyas in Baba Kama, but ish. So Gemara says, what's the reason why one's chayv in ish? Itmar Rabbi Yochanan Amar isha mishim chetzio, Rishon Lakish Amar isha mishim mamona. So Rabbi Yochanan holds I'm chayv in ish because it's viewed as an arrow. It's an extension of my koach. It's a force of mine. I sent this fire out. It's more directly connected to me as the gavra. And Rishon Lakish says, no, I have no direct connection to the ish. The ish is my money. It's my mamon. It's my property. Like a shore is my property. I'm chayv for anything it does. Ish is a property that I'm responsible for. But it's not viewed as a direct result of mine. It's not an extension of me. That's the basic machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish.
What he says about Reish Lakish, about Ish?
It's mamono. It's my money. Just like if a shore is my mamon, it's not an extension of me. It's a mamon, my property that causes damage. I need to pay that damage. So if my Ish causes damage, I need to pay. Not because Ish is an extension of me. Yeah. Ish is independent. But I have a responsibility, a shmira. And if it causes damage, I need to pay for that damage.
Are we going to distinguish that from tzoros?
The tzoros are going to come up. It's going to be very, very important to figuring how it connects to tzoros. Very good. So Gemara says now, Reish Lakish, my time alo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Why doesn't he hold like Rabbi Yochanan that it's Mishim Chetzio? Amar Lecha Chetzio, Mikocho Kazli, Haila Mikocho Kazli. An arrow, Reish Lakish agrees an arrow is considered an extension of me. But that comes because I pull back and I shoot the arrow. And Neish, I'm not shooting fireballs. It's a fire that I started, maybe. It was in my property, but I didn't send it off. It goes off on its own. So that's why it's not like an arrow. And Rabbi Yochanan, my time alo amar Reish Lakish. Why does he reject Reish Lakish? He doesn't think it's mamona. Amalcha, mamona is be mamasha, ha'les le bamasha. And mamon, my shore, my dog, has mamashas. There's something substantial. There's something you could touch. Eish, there's nothing you could touch. I show my kids, you probably do this also with Havdalah. You put your finger through the fire. There's nothing, there's no mamashas to this at all. So since it's a mamashas, you can't have mamon, you can't own property that doesn't have anything concrete.
Leave your finger there for extra.
Gets a little black.
So maybe there is something
mamashas. Right.
You're looking at it, it's not mamashas.
Right. But fair point. But in the end, it's not really mamashas. There is nothing concrete, nothing physical enough to be considered mamashas. I have no ownership to it. I have responsibility, but it's not where I own some object. And that's why he thinks it can't be mamon. So for that reason, Rabbi Yochanan thinks it's mishim chetzio.
It's not your ownership. In other words, the shore is yours. No matter where you go, it's yours.
Correct.
Ish, once you lit it, that was yours and your property. If you go somewhere else, you're saying it's higher from mamon, but that's not your ish.
Right. It could be your responsibility, but I can't have bailus on ish.
But why is it your responsibility? Because it goes back to where it started.
Exactly. Where it started, I'm responsible.
Really saying, like,
you're responsible, you started.
Right, but not mamona though. It's not called my money. There's no value to it. There's no mamashas to it. You know, you can't.
So what are you calling it? Not mamona.
What is it? It's a obligation of mine to protect. It's a chiv shmir upon me. Okay, there's an interesting tosos here, but should we do it? Let's do this tosos. Why not? Look at tosos dibra mascha mamona isbe mamasha. Afagav debor lesbe mamasha. The boar also has no mamashas. Why? Shechayva Torah lehavalov lo chabato. The sugya we'll see later on. When a person falls in a boar, an animal falls in a boar rather, and he dies, he's chayv not because of the impact, because of chavato. He's chayv because havalo. There's hevel. There's the gases and the lack of air that's down in the pits that caused him to die. There's no mamashas to that either. There's again the lack of oxygen and the bad smelling stuff that killed the shore. There's no mamashas there. So how come I'm chayv there mishim mamona? So it says, tells us, mikomakom mamona kein chetzio did shadarcho leilech lahazik isbe mamashas. I'm not really sure what he's answering there, though. You're trying to say why board doesn't move. I'm not sure what that first answer is. It requires a little tarchin. I must be misreading it. But the second answer is inami bor nami chashiv isbe mamasha da'i de kriyas habor mishana mamasha shakarka. By a person digging the pit, v'nasa chalal, he's changing something in the earth. He's changing something physical. About makum helech chalheves ein mishana mimashusa el shanasa dolik v'sarif. But fire, nothing changes. No physical change to anything. Okay, interesting discussion. Again, I'm not sure pshat in the first answer of Tosos though. Okay, this is the machlokas again. Rabbi Yochanan says Eishem Mishim Chetzio, Reish Lakish Amar Eishem Mishim Mamona. So Gemara says, quote our Misha Tanan the Kelev Shinat al Harara, and he eats the Harara, he's Chayv Netzek Shalem, and he's Chad the Baal HaKelev is Chayv also on Chatzi Netzek of the Gedish. Shabishma, this all makes sense. Laman Damar Eishem Mishim Chetzio, Chetzio the Kelevu. If you understand that Eish is considered an extension, it's like an arrow. So then, it's the arrow of the Kelevu. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says Chetzio the Kelevu hein the Havilei Tsaros. What Tani said Tsaros. Hilkach Misham Chati Nezek V'Adam Hamalik Misham Halchi Chayiv Nezek Shalom Shein Din Tsaros B'Adam. What's going on here is that the Kelev takes the Eish and the Eish moves elsewhere. Now that Eish moving elsewhere, that's Tsaros now. You're taking a pebble, moving elsewhere. The Eish now is taken now by the animal to another place. So that's why you're only Chayv on Chatzi Nezek, because it's considered Tsaros. This all makes sense if you're understanding it to be the Chetz of the Kelevu, that Eish is a din of shooting an arrow. But Elman Damer Eish Mishim Mamona, if Eish is because of Mamon, Hai Eish La Mamona de Baal Kelevu. So the Baal Kelev, again, the Baal Kelev is the one who's chayv to pay the nezikin, not the person who owns the ish. So Baal Kelev, so if I own the dog, and the dog takes the fire elsewhere, so I'm chayv because the ish is considered now it's through an arrow, it's through my extension of me. But if it's because the ish is mamon, I own the dog, I don't own the fire. So why am I responsible for Adam's fire? I didn't make the fire, it's his fire, not my fire. So Amal Charesh Lakish, Rish Lakish explains, you know why you're chayv? Hacha b'may eskinan? The adya aduye, where he throws it. What do you mean he throws it? That the lachora, the animal, dog, threw it. Dal harara mishalim nezek shalem, val mokum gacheles mishalim chati nezek. Must be where. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, al mokum gacheles mokum shenofla gacheles sham, where the biscuit fell, you chayv on that place the full amount, and mishalim chati nezek. You're on the charara. For eating the charara, the baal kel is chayv the full amount, and the makom gachas where it lands on that place, you mishalim chati nezek the tsaros hein v'kelav asan. What happened is the dog takes it and throws the charara. That's considered tsaros of the dog because he directly caused that initial tsaros, that initial fire to cause damage to your chayv chati nezek. But when the fire expanded beyond that, that can't be the Baal Kelev's responsibility because I don't own the fire. So I'm patur on the rest of it. Yeah, and say that again. If I own the Kelev, so let's say the Kelev takes another knife that I don't own, or a rock. I don't own the rock, and it causes damage, I'm chayv to pay tsaros. My animal's walking the shuk and it kicks up a pebble that I don't own, I'm chayv on that pebble, even though I don't own the pebble. I don't have to own the object that's causing damage. I need to own the animal that caused that initial damage. So when the animal kicks or throws the biscuit, that initial tsaros, where it lands, that first impact, I'm chayv chatzi nezek midin tsaros. But the additional expansion of the fire that goes beyond that, that's no longer tsaros. I'm not chayv on that anymore because it wasn't tsaros from my dog, and I don't own the ish. So I'm patur from the rest of it.
Shane, Karen, and ish.
Shane.
For eating it.
Karen. Depending if Tsaros is Karen or Regel, fine.
Right. Or Tsaros, and then Eish for wherever it burns to.
Right, but no one's Chayv and Eish in this case. Because I don't own, as a Baal Kelev, I don't own the Eish.
But he's
Koch the Koch, it seems like, yeah. Right. It sounds like Koch the Koch. So you get back in that discussion, exactly. But I think it's because Koch the Koch. That's why you're Potter. Look at Rashi. The Rashi says all this. Look at Rashi says, Va'al Gedish Kulei Potter. Your pater and the rest of this is still explaining. Rashi says the Eisho Mishim Mamono, says Reish Lakish. V'hai La Mamono, I don't own the fire. Adam owns the fire. Utsaros Leka Lameimar. I can't say Tsaros. Tav Malkum Gachelas Veilach Tilaka Eish Me'alof. That's already that took off on its own the fire. That's not considered my dog's initial koch. So it might not even be koch the kocho anymore. Actually, let's assume koch the kocho is maybe chayev. Let's assume that. Eish, when the Eish spreads, it's not even considered kocha the kocha anymore. That's Eish, it's working on its own. Wherever you put Eish, it's going to just eat up and carry on. Fine, everyone's good on that point? So then the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he explains as follows, where the dog stationed the charara on the gedish, and then he eats the charara. Al charara, he's chayv, and al makum gachelas mishalim nezek shalom, you're chayv nezek shalom, val hagedish misham chati nezek. So when you place it down, you're chayv in that initial impact, because the bal kelev takes the ish, and that was covered. Eish mishim chati, so you're chayv in that first impact. But when it extends beyond that, that's considered the first koach. That would be considered an extension of tsaros.
What is gedish?
What is it? It's a stack of hay. A stack, a what's a good Hebrew word?
Chatzir.
Chatzir, okay. Sounds right. Okay, let's look at Rashi for a second. See Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan. When you place it regularly, normally, you place the dog, place the harara normally on the gedish. Like what Tani was saying. And v'amakum gachelas nezek shalem d'orechehu. You place it there, that's normal. You pay the full amount. It would be a dime of it, and he did it directly. And then the rest you pay v'agdish kulei chatinezek dechetid dekelavu hainutzaros, and that's the extension. The rest of it you only pay chatinezek. So that's the case according to Biyochanan versus Reish Lakish. Gemara now says Toshma gomal ton pishan v'aver brishus rabim. There's a camel that has a big lot of flax on its back walking through brishus rabim. Nichnas pishanu right l'toch hachanus, and his flax enters into the store. Vidalku b'ner shel chanvani. The chanvani had a fire that was lit there, a candle, and it catches fire. Vehidlik is a bira, and then it ends up burning down the entire apartment building. So what? Who's chayiv? A baal gamal chayiv. The owner of the camel's chayiv, because he had his big maso on the back of the gamal that shouldn't have went into the chanvani. Had every right to light his nair. The baal gamal let his pishtan go into the baal chanis. That's the baal gamal's fault. But let's say the store owner placed the candles on the outside. So then the chenvani has no right to place a candle on the outside. So then in that case, the chenvani is chayiv for doing something that was incorrect by placing the nair outside. Comes on Rabbi Yehuda, a very famous sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, appears in Gemara Shabbos as well. That's what you're referring to. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'ner Chanukah pater. Because it's an Indian of placing nair Chanukah b'chutz. So the chanvani had every right to place his nair outside, and if the baal gamar comes along and catches fire, the chanvani is completely off the hook. He has mitzvahs chachamim. The chacham gave you rishus to place the nair chanukah outside.
The implication is b'chutz is rishus rabim, like when the
chacham
puts his food on the street.
Not necessarily. When it comes to Eish, I don't think there's a distinction between rishus ayach and rishus rabim. So I don't know if we even have to get into that discussion or not, rishus rabim or not. So Bishma, this all makes sense. Laman damer esha mishim chetzo. I understand if fire is considered an extension. This is chetzo de gamal hu. When the gamal pishon catches fire and carries over to the entire apartment building, so that's now an extension of the gamal. I own the gamal. The gamal creates the chetzo, his arrow. So I have to pay for that amount of damage to the bira. But elaman damer mishim mamona hay esha la mamona de bal gamal hu. But if esha is high because of the mamon, I don't own the fire. The chenvani owns the fire, not me. I own the camel. So it's his fire that caused the damage, not my fire. So why am I chayv on this case? So the Gemara says... Where do you see that?
The chenvani, meaning the claim that the chenvani, because he owned the fire, only the Rishtarabim, because he said the Shbechid, the Baal Gamal Chayav, because he didn't have the right for the Pishtan to go inside. So only assuming that in Reshut HaRabim, the Ner is outside, therefore...
No, we're talking about a case. No, let's say the fire is on the inside of the Chanus. The Ner is inside, and I'm the Baal Gamal, and it catches fire, and my Pishan sticks into his store.
So the Baal Gamal has.
But it's the question, why though? That's what Gemara asks. If Eish is Chayiv Mishum Mamono, I'm the Baal Gamal, I don't own the Eish. It's his Eish. His Eish caused the problem, not my Eish. I'm not responsible for what his Eish did. So why am I chayiv for Eish?
You're responsible for the gamal not to be careful about
it. But that's not Eish, though. That's the Gemara trying to figure out. If Eish is chayv mishum mamono, it's not my mamon, it's the chenvani's mamon. So why are you making me responsible? I understand my gamal didn't do the right thing, but it can't be that I'm chayv midin Eish. Maybe something else I'm chayv for, but not chayv midin Eish, because it's not my Eish. To which the Gemara answers, Amar lecha Reish Lakish, ha'ocha b'maya skinan, what are we dealing with here? B'mesach seches kabir kula. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says around 10 lines up, b'mesach seches es kol habira, Shagamal over Bifne Kolabira Misaksacho. He's taking the fire and rubbing that fire all over the apartment building directly. There's no chetzio here, there's no arrow. It's not taking the fire and letting the fire spread. He's taking a imamish on the flame, he's rubbing the beer up and down with this candle, if you will. Duhavadai have a kumakulo kamokum gachelas. It's as if it's the makum gachelas like above. What's going on here is as follows. When a person places fire directly on something, everyone agrees that's considered a chayiv. Even if you assume shimamono, even Reish Lakish, if I take fire, anyone's fire, and place it in one place, I'm chayiv. The only discussion is when it spreads. When it starts to spread, am I chayiv because of chetzio, because it's like shooting an arrow, or chayiv because this is my mamon that went crazy? That didn't sound very good. Okay. Was that like a gunshot?
That sounded like a
blown tire. Not a gunshot. Okay.
Yes, explosion.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
What is it out there now?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if any of these. Okay. Fine.
Is it a truck?
Getting close to floating the water.
Uh huh. Okay.
No, actually no. It's the truck with the load in the bed. Boom.
Okay. Caused the car alarm to go off.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
The truck.
So again, the case is. So again, everybody agrees that the Malkum Gachelas, even Reish Lakish agrees, but Malkum Gachelas, you're chayav to pay. So you just, the only discussion is when the fire expands, is that considered chetzio or considered mamono? So the case here, so what Reish Lakish explained is that no, when the Baal Gamal and the Pishan is on fire and takes the fire and rubs along the entire Bira, not that it spreads. It's touching every part of the Bira, burning it directly. In that case, even Reish Lakish will agree. Gemara says, if that's the case, Ihachi, Eim Maseifa, look at the end. Im Heniach Chenvani Neiro Mibichutz, if the Chenvani places the fire outside, the Chenvani is Chayiv. But why is the Chenvani Chayiv? Ibi Mesach Seches, am I chayiv? Why is the Baal Gama chayiv? It should be why is the Chenvani chayiv? It should be the Baal Gama should be chayiv because he took this fire now and started rubbing the fire all over the place. That should be the Baal Gama. That shouldn't be the Chenvani who's chayiv. So Gemara says, Bisha Amda. What do you mean, Bisha Amda? Says Rashi, Bisha Amda, Amad Hagama Bim Komo, Vishich Sech Es Kolabira, Shaisa Chavilasa Gedola Kineged Kolabira. So where the animal, the gama, stopped, and he's standing there, and the bundle was so big that was the size of the entire bira here. That's why he's chayv. What's going on here? So if it's amda, v'sachsa, kol shekein dechenvani pater, baal gama chayv. Well, if that's the case, of course, even more so should the chenvani be pater. What kind of suggestion is that? Of course the baal gama will be chayv and the chenvani is pater. We're trying to create a case where the chenvani place is near outside, and then the baal chenvani is chayv, and the gamal is pater. The situation that we just created here is where the baal gamal is going to still be chayiv, and the chenvani will certainly be pater. So now then the Gemara says, no, the case is where Amar Rav Huna bar Mamnoch Meshwe de Ravika Hacha b'mayaskinam kigon she'omda lehatil meimeha. The gamal stopped to go to the bathroom and says, Rashi, de'onesu b'shichsacha. The baal gamal cannot be responsible. When the animal needs to go, it's going to go. No matter what, nothing's going to get in its way. So I'm not responsible for my camel going to the bathroom. The camel stops, it releases itself, and in doing so, the pishon catches fire and everything goes up in flames. So I'm not chayv for that at all. That's why the chenvani is patur. That's why the chenvani is chayv.
He went to the bathroom before or after his tent
on fire? I think we're at the same time. The pishon was so big that it caught fire from the nair and lit the entire building up. So the Baal Gama can't be chayv for his animal going to the bathroom. The Chenvani is therefore chayv for leaving his nair outside the place.
What about the camel? Is he
going to
make it through this fire?
Sensitive right there.
Fine. Says the Gemara now, going to Amr Beis now. Reisha, Balha Gamal Chayiv, Delo Ibaile Lafushe Betina. So wait a second. So in the beginning, so why is the Baal Gamal Chayiv then, if the Baal Gamal goes to the bath, then why is he Chayiv in the first place when the Pishan went into the Chenvani's property and caught fire? So says Rashi, Gamaleha Lafushe Gamala Betina Ad Shetikanesh Latoch Achanus. The Baal Gamal shouldn't have placed this heavy load on the back of the Gamal to the point where it would stick out into the Chenvani's, into the Chanus. That's why the Baal Gamal is Chayiv in that case. But Seifa, Chenvani Chayiv, Deloi Bailei, Lanuche, Neir Mavrai. The Seifa, where the Chenvani's Chayiv, where the candle was on the outside, that's the Chenvani's problem. He should not have placed the candle on the outside. So that's how we explain all this mission. Again, it's talking about a case where the Baal Gamal has a heavy load, stops to go to the bathroom. If it sticks inside the Chenvani, the Baal Gamal is Chayiv. If it's outside the Chanus, then the Chenvani is Chayiv. Gemara brings a Rai now. Toshma. Hamarlik. Let's say a person lights a fire. He lights up a stack of hay, and there's a gedi, a goat that's attached to it, and there's also happens to be an eved standing nearby. And the guy burns everything, and everybody dies. The gedish is burnt, and the gedi dies, and the eved dies. So the halach is your chayiv to pay for all the mammon. Your pater in the eved. The eved could have ran away. He wasn't tied down. But let's say the other case is, let's say Eved Kapos Lo, but let's say the Eved is tied down to the stack of hay, and the Gedi Samach Lo, the Gedi is standing next to it, the Nisrafimo Pater. But let everything gets burnt, including the Eved, then you're actually going to be Pater in paying for the Gedish, because there's a concept of Kimle B'di Rabbi Mineh. When Eved, a person gets killed, there's an Isser Hariga there, of killing Ritzicha. So since you're Chayiv in Ritzicha, you're Pater from the Mammon, right? When you're Chayiv in Misa, and you're Chayiv in Tashumim, so then the Misa overrides the Tashlumim because of Kimle with Rabbi Mineh. We always give the greater punishment. So when the Eved is attached, he dies, you're Pater from paying. If the Eved is not attached, even though he dies, but you're not responsible, he could have ran away. He didn't run away. So I'm not Chayiv for the Ritzicha. So since I'm not Chayiv on the Misa, I will be Pater on the Mammon. Chayiv rather on the Mammon. That's the case. So Gemara now says, Bishma, this all makes sense. Laman damar Esha Mishim Chetzio. That if it's viewed as a directly coming from me, Mishim Hachi Pater. That's why I'm Pater, because since it's Esho Mishim Chetzio, I'm Chayiv on killing the Eved. So I'm Chayiv on killing the Eved, so Mimela, I'm Pater from the Mammon. But Ella, Laman damar Esha Mishim Mamona, if it's my Mammon, I'm my Pater. Ilukato Tori Abdo, Hachanami Dil Machayiv. If my shore, my Mammon, kills an Eved, the lach is I pay shloshim shekel. There's a knas you pay if my animal kills an eved. It's called shloshim shekel. There is no chiyah misa on me. So my shore kills an eved. I'm not chay misa. So certainly if my ish, which is my mammon also, and kills a person, I'm also not chay misa. So why would Reish Lakish think that the eved is tied down, my ish kills the eved, and my potter from tashlumin? I'm not chay misa. So if I'm not chay misa for the eved, I should be chay mammon. So says Amr Lecha Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish explained, "Talcha b'may skinan." What are we dealing with here? B'she kishahitz it's b'gufo she'eved the kimle b'di Rabbi Mineh. Talking about a case not where I lit the stack of hay on fire and it just spread. I took the fire. I literally lit the eved on fire. I mamish killed him. It's no eishu mishim chetzu. I just burnt him till he died. So that's why I'm chayiv on the eved and I'm pater in the mammon in the stack of hay. Well, ihachi, if that's the case, my lememer, what's the chiddush here? Of course, if I kill a guy, if I burn a guy to death, I'm chayiv v'ritzicha. La tricha begedi dechad ve'eved dechad. We're talking about a situation where one person owns the eved and another person owns the gedi. So you might think kimle b'di Rabbi Mineh only applies when the same person owns the eved and the gedi. I'm chayiv to him misa, therefore I'm pater to him from tashlumim. Kamash malan, even in a case where two people own them separately, even though that guy, the poor guy, is losing out, I'm chayiv for the eved, I'm pater from paying the other guy. That's what we're learning from here. There's a large discussion again of kimle b'di Rabbi Mineh when it comes to one person owns this one person owns that one. There's an interesting tosa down here we're not going to do now. Fine. Says the Gemara further, Tashma, Hashalech Hasabir b'yad Chereshot v'katan. Let's say I send a flame with a Chereshot v'katan who are irresponsible. Pater medina adam v'chayiv medina shemaim. There's no responsibility on a dini adam level, but medina shemaim, I did something extremely irresponsible. Medina shemaim, I'm chayiv. So Bishma, this all makes sense. L'mandam Ishim Ishim Chetzio, Chetzio Cherishu. If it's all Bidin Chetzio, there's not my arrow. I'm Pater from Bidini Adam, because once I hand it to the Cherish, now he takes it over to the next place. It's his arrow, not my arrow. That's why I'm Pater Bidini Adam. L'mandam Ishim Ishim Mamono, if it's about Mamon, well, Il Masa Shora L'Cherish Shot V'Katan, Hachan Amidil Machayev. If I were to give my shur, my wild bull, over to a cherish, and he causes damage, will I be off the hook? Certainly not. I own the shur. I own the shur. So if I gave it to somebody who didn't watch it, and my shur caused damage, I'm chayv to pay. So too, according to Reish Lakish, if my ish is my ish, and it caused damage, I should be chayv b'dini adam even. Yet the Brisa says, I'm pater b'dini adam. The Gemara answers, ha'itmar la, it was said on this, Amr Reish Lakish, lo gacheles, sorry, let's skip the line there, the Mishmei Dechizkiya, lo shanu, el kishimasa lo gacheles v'liba. The only time I'm pater, in the case of the fire, is if I gave it over just the coals. There's no fire there, the coals, and the Cheresh blew the coals to make it into a fire. So I didn't really give him anything. I didn't give him a fire. It wasn't my ish. There's no ish to begin with. Aval masa lo shal haves chayiv. But if I hand him over a flame, a candle, where it is my ish, ein hachanami, I actually would be chayiv, even dini adam, according to Reish Lakish. That's what he holds. My time, what's the reason? Bar hazeka. Bar hazeka. It's so imminent, the damage is so relevant, so present, that's why I'm chayiv on this. Nataki, you would be chayiv in the case of a shalheves, according to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Afilu shalheves pater, even if I give him over a flame, and even though it's bar hazeka, I'm still pater. Why? Kesavar tav so de cheresh kagarim. Tav de cheresh, what tavsa mean? Rashi says, it means, is there Rashi there? I think it means Rashi didn't say this? Okay. How do they define tavsa? He's grabbing. I think Rashi earlier, a couple of days ago, we saw this. But the tavsa, the achiza, the cheresh brought it over to the next what?
The grasp
of the cherish. He's the one who brought it to the next place, even though it was my flame. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't care about who owned the flame. He cares about who brought it over. Whose chetzio was this? Whose arrow was this? It wasn't mine. This was the cherish's arrow. Kagarim le lo mechayiv adam maser le gav the silt of a shargo. The only time I'm chayiv, if I hand it over to the cherish, if I give him over the gavza, which Rashi says is dry wood. Silsa is small chips of wood. And then give him over the flame. That's so posheya. Then I would be responsible for handing him over a flame. Anything less than that, I would not be responsible for. And we're going to stop here, I think. And we'll pick up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.
Sure.